This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, April 12, 2014. This week in security news, we start out first in the Western Pacific, where Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. are on high alert following North Korea's launching of mid-range ballistic missiles. In response, the three countries released a joint statement on Monday of this week warning North Korea will quote-unquote pay the price if they carry out another nuclear test despite warnings from the international community. The Aegis destroyer Kirishima, carrying Standard Missile 3 interceptors, was sent to the Sea of Japan with orders to shoot down anything that veered into Japanese territory. Listeners will recall that last week, North Korea responded to a UN Security Council condemnation of its missile launches by warning of a new form of nuclear test for bolstering its nuclear deterrent. According to a report issued this week by the U.S.-Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, considered the premier U.S. think tank on the region, this new form of nuclear test the North Koreans are referring to is not a question of what kind of nuclear device is tested, but how a device is tested. Their analysis points to three possibilities: multiple simultaneous detonations, a full-yield atmospheric nuclear test, or demonstration of a nuclear-armed missile. As previously reported by Threat Journal on multiple occasions in the past, the fact that North Korea has been able to successfully launch a satellite into orbit demonstrates significant technical advances for their missile program and most certainly puts the idea of a nuclear-armed launch vehicle well within reach. Which leads us into a piece of related news. A classified report prepared by the Department of Homeland Security for the Department of Defense and leaked this week warns that North Korea is easily able to deliver on its threats to strike the U.S. with a nuclear electromagnetic pulse attack. A copy of the highly sensitive report obtained by Peter Vincent Pry, executive director of a Congressional Advisory Task Force on National and Homeland Security, finds that North Korea could use its Unha 3 space launch vehicle to deliver a nuclear warhead as a satellite over the South Pole to attack the U.S. from the south. The Department of Homeland Security conducted the study after the North Korean nuclear crisis last spring, during which North Korea's leadership threatened a preemptive nuclear strike on the U.S. and then released videos depicting a nuclear attack on Washington. According to Pry, the North Koreans are seeing what they can get away with. It shows that Pyongyang is planning something big against the U.S. In the classified study, the Department of Homeland Security recommended that if North Korea attempted to deploy either the Unha 3 space launch vehicle or the Taipudong 2 intercontinental ballistic missile, the Pentagon should destroy the missile on its pad before launch. You can find a wealth of additional details to this story in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation on the Korean Peninsula and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment, pending nuclear tests or missile launches, as events warrant. Next, we shift over to Eastern Europe, where tensions continue to rise with Russia's ongoing buildup of military assets on the northern and eastern borders of Ukraine, as well as countermoves on the part of NATO. On Wednesday of this week, NATO's top military commander in Europe, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, stated that more American troops could be deployed to Eastern Europe in an effort to shore up defenses in allied countries that share a border with Russia. Quoting General Breedlove, "Essentially what we're looking at is a package of land, air, and maritime measures that would build assurance of our easternmost allies." Breedlove also stated that NATO would be tripling the number of fighter jets patrolling the skies over Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, three NATO member nations without fighter jets of their own. As reported in last week's issue of Threat Journal, Russian fighter jets have begun flying missions closer to the Baltic nations' airspace, already prompting the U.S. to deploy at least 10 F-15 fighter aircraft and support personnel to Sholay Air Base in Lithuania, 12 F-16s and surveillance aircraft to Poland, as well as additional troops and military assets to bolster air and ground forces already stationed in the region. And it's not just the U.S. Britain, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Turkey are either already contributing air and land forces or are scheduled to do so in the coming days and weeks. Late this week, the U.S. guided missile destroyer Donald Cook and a French intelligence warship entered the Black Sea. Also this week, NATO headquarters released a package of satellite images showing details of the location and types of Russian units deployed along the border with Ukraine. According to Brigadier Gary Deacon, the director of NATO's Comprehensive Crisis Operations and Management Center, the Russians have an array of capabilities including aircraft, helicopters, special forces, tanks, artillery, infantry fighting vehicles, and these could move in a matter of hours. Listeners may recall that several weeks ago, Alert USA Threat Journal called out the disparity in the number of Russian forces reportedly massed on the border of Ukraine. While European sources consistently report numbers between 80 and 100,000, defense and intelligence officials within the Obama administration have been reporting numbers only around 40,000. On Friday of this week, The Daily Beast broke a story that a major rift has formed between the Obama administration and NATO's top military commander, four-star U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, on this and other topics, including intelligence sharing and other forms of aid to the Ukrainian military, the overall threat assessment for Eastern Europe, and more. Make no mistake, while a kinetic engagement has not yet taken place between the Russian Federation and NATO, shots are already being fired in diplomatic, economic, and cultural aspects of the battle space. On the diplomatic front, earlier this week, the Canadian government declared Russia's military attachés persona non grata and ordered their departure from the country. The U.S. Department of Defense suspended all military relations with Russia in early March. Further, late this week, Russian authorities pulled the plug on the only remaining radio transmissions of Voice of America in the Russian Federation. According to the head of Russia's state news agency, it is as if they broadcast from the underworld. I view these stations as spam on our airwaves. On the economic front, this week Russian President Vladimir Putin warned European leaders that Russia would cut off natural gas supplies to Ukraine if it did not pay its bills. This in turn would result in a reduction of onward deliveries to Europe. As approximately one-third of Europe's natural gas comes from Russia, and approximately 80% of that is delivered via Ukrainian pipelines, the impact could be disastrous. And if you think that this would also hurt Russia's revenue stream, think again. Earlier this week, it was announced that Russia and China are preparing to enter into what is being referred to in the industry as the Holy Grail of gas deals. As Europe and the U.S. have sought to isolate Russia, Moscow simply looked to the east for new business, energy deals, military contracts, and political alliances. The geopolitical and economic shockwaves from such a partnership will, for sure, be felt globally. Here again, you can find considerable additional detail on this growing crisis, including copies of the satellite photographs released this week by NATO in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the growing tensions in the region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment, major U.S. troop movements, or the outbreak of hostilities as events warrant. In travel security news, on Friday of this week, the U.S. State Department issued a new worldwide caution to Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates continue to plan terrorist attacks against U.S. interests in multiple regions, including Europe, Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and here in the U.S. These attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics to include suicide operations, assassinations, kidnappings, hijackings, and bombings. Extremists may elect to use conventional or non-conventional weapons and target both official and private interests. Examples of such targets include high-profile sporting events, residential areas, business offices, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, schools, public areas, shopping malls, and other tourist destinations both in the United States and abroad where U.S. citizens gather in large numbers, including during holidays. U.S. citizens are reminded of the potential for terrorists to attack public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure, including subway and rail systems, aviation, and maritime services. In the past, these types of attacks have occurred in cities such as Moscow, London, Madrid, Glasgow, and New York City. U.S. citizens are strongly encouraged to maintain a high level of vigilance, to be aware of local events, and to take the appropriate steps to bolster their personal security. U.S. government facilities worldwide remain in a heightened state of alert. These facilities may temporarily close or periodically suspend public services to assess their security posture. U.S. citizens abroad are urged to monitor the local news and to maintain contact with the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. Alert USA strongly encourages listeners to pay close attention to this warning message. Given U.S. involvement in conflicts and counterterrorism actions globally, it is up to you, the individual, to maintain an appropriate level of vigilance and situational awareness, particularly when traveling outside of the country. You can find links to the full text of the State Department's cautionary statement in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. In addition, this week the U.S. State Department issued updated travel warnings for Kenya and Sudan, both maintaining their positions on a list of more than 36 locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant threats for U.S. citizens. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, April 12, 2014.